USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Empire actor Jesse Smollett has been charged with filing a false report to Chicago police. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
As the Chicago police investigation into what really happened to the actor, who claimed to have been assaulted in what he said was a hate crime last month, the Fox drama is cutting the performer out of the action, his scenes and episodes of the series being slashed for production on Empire this week. Authorities also investigating a tip that Smollett was seen with two men, two brothers who'd been arrested in connection with the crime but were later released. And additionally, the FBI and Postal Inspection Service are now looking into whether Smollett played a role in sending a threatening letter addressed to him at Empire's Chicago studio prior to the alleged attack. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
President Trump meets next week in Hanoi with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un for a second summit. Intelligence agencies say Kim has not met the goal of the first summit, to get rid of his stockpile of nuclear weapons. President Trump says he's not expecting the dictator to agree to total denuclearization right away.
I don't think this will be the last meeting by any chance, but I do think that the relationship is very strong.
North Korea's United Nations ambassador is also saying his country is facing chronic food shortages, which he blames on sanctions that are still in place. A U.S. Coast Guard lieutenant and self-identified white nationalist has been arrested on gun and drug charges. Court filings indicate that Christopher Paul Hassan called for focused violence to establish a white homeland and dreamed of ways to kill everyone on Earth. They also found a draft email hit list featuring prominent Democrats. This is USA Radio News.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as the relationship is between a volunteer and a client at Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Diverse opinions in group think tanks during college is not always a given. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
There once was a time, at least on some college campuses, where ideas were not always the same, and you would have diverse opinions on topics and even political issues. I had a chance to sit down and chat with Spencer Brown. He's a Young America Foundation spokesman, and I asked him, when did this whole group think on college campuses begin?
Well, unfortunately, this is a problem that we've seen, you know, basically since Young America's Foundation was started back in the 1960s. And what it is it's just administrators using their power and professors using their power over students to just teach this one side. But I think what we've seen in the years since we started doing this report, sort of more extreme cases of leftist indoctrination. So now you've got intersectionality as weaved in, and sort of this victim mentality that the left loves to use is just completely pervade these courses. So where it used to be sort of the more identity politics departments, the women's studies, gender studies departments, now it's even in English courses, history courses, economics courses. It's just kind of everywhere now.
So what are some of the more outrageous examples when you guys did this study?
Well, I think one of the most alarming trends that we saw in this year's Comedy and Tragedy Report is a resurgence in courses that talk about Marx and Marxism as if it were relevant today and could solve some of the problems that America faces in the 21st century. And obviously we know Marxism, socialism has been tried many times in the past and always with disastrous results.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.